from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. I actually have a quick family news item. I guess family, not technically family yet on paper, but my daughter's boyfriend, Charlie, from Survivor 46.
Runner up in season 46 of Survivor.
Yeah, yeah.
He got hosed, basically, by somebody who was supposed to be his ally for life. He got hosed, but still, yes.
So he's still living his good post-Survivor life. Yes, he did get hosed. He will be, for you Survivor fans out there, he will be co-hosting the On Fire with Jeff Probst podcast this coming season. Jeff is the host of Survivor, as many people know. He does a podcast after each episode, each season, and they take somebody from the season before to be his co-host.
I worry about these, as many people do. You know, one of the groups of people that you worry most about in this life is young attorneys recently graduated from law school.
That's Charlie, yeah. He's a lawyer. Yeah.
I worry about him taking that on while also, you know, being a first year. I'm guessing he was a very, very good student. I'm guessing he got a job at like a high-powered firm or something.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
he's going to be working like 90 hours a week.
Probably.
Is he going to be able to handle both of these things?
I think he will. I don't know. I know back in the 80s, I don't know if it's as in vogue now. Don't they just start snorting a lot of cocaine to handle these multiple jobs, right? Isn't that how you get it done?
That's what you do with that big time podcast money, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how he costs.
And then you start another
it.
Podcast about your recovery from being a coke addict.
Dude, yes, there's money in recovery, man. I'm telling you.
I bet the law firm's cool with it because having somebody you can roll out that's got a little celebrity appeal is always good.
Yeah, I mean, and
especially at your cocaine lawyer parties, I suppose.
Right. Ponytails and cocaine at our parties. That's okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now I got to listen to that. I don't have any time for more podcasts. There's too many good podcasts.
There's a lot of
live radio is where it's at for me, my friend. Unless I'm listening to a replay of Sports Radio 610 podcast.
On the Odyssey app. Yeah.
Yes, on the Odyssey app.
Have I told you about the rewind feature?
It is a job. I mean, it's got one of the lowest job satisfaction rates of the lucrative professions.
Lawyering.
I think. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. A lot of miserable lawyers out there.
Yeah. Yeah, my son just became one like a week ago. Sammy
is he
started
miserable
his
yet?
Job. No, I think he's good. I think he's good. He likes the people at his
I have a hard time thinking Sammy's going to be miserable in any situation.
He's one of the happiest people I know, man. Like, no, he's good.
As long as he's not imprisoned or something.
Yeah.
And even in prison, I think he'd be pretty happy. But I mean, like an actual hostage or something.
As long as you keep rattling off those Indiana rants, he'll be just fine. That's his fuel.
Yeah, he likes it when I take on Indiana.
That and General Braddock. He loves that.
The British, yeah. If I got British
big
of
fan.
Yore. He loves when I
big fan. So the big fan of CJ Stroud, Pat McAfee. Let's replay it here. Here was CJ Stroud and Nico Collins to close out the game against the Colts.
Third down and 11 from the Houston 29-yard line. Crowd deafening. Here's the snap. CJ looking, firing right sideline, and Nico Collins with the catch. He gets the feet down for a first down at the 41-yard line.
Another bad spot, Mark. The spot is tricky. It's right at the 40.
You got to look at this,
which is exactly where they needed to get to.
That's one of those cuts, Seth, where like I wish I could jump in a time machine real quick and go sit down next to Andre and go, "Don't worry, it's going to be okay." Like the spot's going to be fine.
Yeah. Don't worry about the spot. Yeah. It's the actual catch.
Spot's going to be fine.
I wonder. Go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, no, you know who hated that? Who hated that throw? One Patrick McAfee.
Fourth quarter, Colts get it to within two. There's like a third and seven. That is the loudest I've heard a stadium. Third and 11, I'm sorry. That is the loudest I've heard that stadium. Maybe since like Peyton Manning came back and played.
Oh, yeah.
Against Andrew Luck. Like it was
legit.
It was so loud. And this, CJ Stroud drops back, field, dart, sideline. Only my guy. First down. Yeah.
So catch. Good.
First, it was like, and where we were perfect. Standing, where we were standing, we were. I was right behind him, like literally. So I see him look that way, and I'm like, no f***ing way is this guy going to throw this ball. And then it's perfectly caught, obviously, on the sideline. This was the game. As soon as he makes that's game over, pretty much.
Yeah, that was...
Sorry about it, Pat.
Yeah.
Sorry about it, Pat. You know, the only thing about McAfee is I wonder if Colts fans are going to start to tire of his love for the Texans and admiration of CJ and D'Amico and everything else. Not that I'm worried for... I think he'll be all right, even if Colts fans start to get disgruntled with it. But he's pretty over the top with how much he actually wants to be a Texans fan.
Yeah. I would say they'll have to get over it because he's, you know, like it's a... It's a national show. Like, if he was way too, like, Colts biased, I think it would be a turnoff to the greater audience, you know? Like, I think
it would. Yeah, no, and it like he doesn't really have vitriol in his bag, unless it's somebody who wrongs Aaron Rodgers. He's not really, he's, like, he genuinely stays pretty positive about stuff. So I think that if all goes according to plan, Colts fans are going to have to deal with this for the next 15 years or so.
Yes.
Or is that too pessimistic? Should I say 20 years?
I just take 15. We know how things ended with the last quarterback. 15.
Okay, all right.
You know how I get.
Well, you know what? I do think that the timeline for quarterbacks has changed a lot over the past few years. I think with Davis Mills, if I'm Davis Mills and I'm looking at why I might sign that one-year extension, I think probably, all right, aside from getting that guaranteed money up front, which is nice, there's also that, man, if I can spend 2 years in this system and really become the best quarterback I can be, I'm still going to be young by modern standards.
Great
point. And I might still have another 13 or 14 years. I think a young quarterback right now isn't being that irrational if he says, yeah, I'd like to play until I'm 40. It's just because they don't take the same physical toll. Davis Mills won't have as much actual physical battering have done to him. Of course, those first 2 years were kind of rough. So that it makes sense for him. He's got time in his career to become as good as he can in this system before he goes on to maybe make a stab at being a starter.
Well, and as an illustration, you know, you always take what you just described and look at the opposite. Can you ever imagine a running back saying, you know what, I'm just going to play another year in this system here and see how it goes so I can really max out? Running backs get angry when the franchise tag gets put on them for that exact reason. Like, no,
yeah,
I need money that pays for me and mine for a long, long time here. I need multiple years, dude, you know?
You think if Davis Mills plays next year, he'll be 26 years old. He'd have a chance. If a team wants to give him a chance to compete for the starting job or be a bridge quarterback or whatever it might be, you know, he'll be 27 years old that year with easily another 12 or 13 years to play if he stays healthy.
With 2 or 3 years of literally no punishment. You know, like,
right,
you're
no
right. Like, he had heavy, like, hella punishment the first 2 years. Last 3 years, man. Like, a few snaps against the Browns in week 16, and then that's it.
And he plays in a system that is there are a boatload of former Shanahan coaches out there.
Man.
And former Kubiak coaches.
Yep.
And, you know, in the case, not everybody's a direct lineage to Shanahan. But they'd look at Davis Mills as a guy like, all right, okay, well, he's done some really good things. Maybe he's played in a couple of regular season games. Let's take a flyer on him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We hit the national media on the Texans' pass game. How about the run game here? Here's Joe Mixon on third and three to close the game.
First down lets you walk out of here with a win. Third down and three from the Houston 48 I formation. Stroud digs in. Here's the snap. Here's the toss to Mixon running right across the 50, 45. Tackled by Cross at the 41. Checkmate. That'll do it. The Texans will beat the Colts on opening day.
There you go. Legit chess being played by Vandy there. Checkmate, he dropped on him. Here's Dan Orlovsky of ESPN talking about the difference that Joe Mixon could make for the Houston Texans.
And he's really good at the outside zone as well. And I love the fact that they can, Houston, still run out of the gun, lead blockers out front. So often in the outside zone, guys will cut back too early. This time he just runs the hump and get outside. I agree with Marcus. Like, if they can run the football in their zone scheme like this, one of the best play-action passing offenses in football last year, I think it'll be almost impossible to stop this year.
Yeah, yeah. And
that made you nervous.
Yeah, I don't like that. Don't heap the superlative just yet, all right? Let's not get ahead of ourselves. I quote Stephon Diggs, don't put the cart in front of the horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. He came up with that. He made that.
He made that up.
He did. Yeah, that's an original. That's probably it is probably out there on Instagram somewhere with like a quote attributing it to Stephon Diggs.
That would be beautiful.
but he did put that on Instagram or Twitter, whatever it might be. I think that the biggest thing is, look, they were already really good at the play action, but now instead of running play action on second and eight, you're running play action on second and four because you had a good rushing attempt on first down.
Bingo.
That's the difference. Where they were already good at the play action, but now you're doing it in better down and distance situations. That's where hopefully you become lethal. Last year, they burned, and I understood it. It was unpopular when I argued in favor of it, but they burned a lot of rundowns setting up the play action. Now you're actually getting yourself in a better position while also setting up the play action.
Yep, absolutely. Let's see. We didn't update everybody on the Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation. Final numbers. Text message. Thank you, 6156. Great show, boys. How much did we raise for books for the kids? Keep up the awesome work. $85,000 yesterday.
What was the goal?
The goal, well, when we used to do it for the whole week, the goal would be $100,000. The goal for the one day.
That was the whole week.
That was the whole week. The goal, I think, for yesterday on the graphics I saw was $70,000.
Nice.
And we raised $85,000.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Stepped
and
up
also,
huge.
Eric got a lot of go suck an egg. We told people to put Eric go suck an egg or whatever you might want to, however you want to
phrase
it.
However graphic you want to be,
He got a lot of those yesterday.
Yeah, Eric
and he was none too happy to get it.
Yep. Eric is one of the DJs on the morning bullpen, and we like him, except when we remember that he's a Cowboys fan.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you felt a little remorse because he's helped you with some social media.
He helps Mo and I out a lot with some of our Bayway stuff.
Yeah.
Mo and I are both technical dullards. Her more so than me.
Yeah,
but
you're pretty
still.
Good, I think, man.
But she's got other advantages. So it's he helps us out a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But I'm glad that he had to go suck it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
An egg.
Yeah, an egg. An egg. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, pronouns, pal. Yes, absolutely. So, $85,000. Thank you for bringing that up. Even more so, thank you to all the listeners. Anybody who contributed to that, we really, really appreciate it. All right, final segment coming up. D'Amico Ryans on his coach's show talked about something that he did. Maybe we've heard of him doing this before. Maybe other coaches do this. I just thought it was really cool. And we start to get ready as well for the Bears. How are you getting ready for Caleb Williams? We'll hear from the Texans head coach. Final segment coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.